Welcome to CFRI Cystic Fibrosis Community Voices, a video podcast series created by and for the cystic fibrosis community.
Hello, and welcome to CFRI's CF Community Voices, coming to you from our home studio in Palo Alto, California. I'm Sue Landgraf, Executive Director of Cystic Fibrosis Research Incorporated, CFRI, and I'm very pleased to welcome our viewers and listeners. We have a very special program ahead, but before getting started, I want to thank our generous sponsors, Vertex Pharmaceuticals, Chiesa USA, Gilead Sciences, and Proteostasis Therapeutics. Please note that no information presented in this podcast is intended for a patient's diagnosis or treatment. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Thank you, and let's get started.
Good morning. My name is Elise Elkonen-Goldberg, and I'm thrilled to be here to present Eat, Breathe, Exercise, My Journey to Well-Being. I have cystic fibrosis and I am 58 years old. When I was diagnosed, very little was known about CF. There's a photograph that my parents have of me when I was 3 years old, riding on my red tricycle with plastic bags on both of my hands. At that time, I thought it was a game. It actually was my very first sweat test, which ultimately confirmed a diagnosis of cystic fibrosis. Riding on that tricycle was the beginning of my journey embracing physical activity. Additionally, I would like to share that I attended college and graduate school. Before having a family, I worked in the computer industry in marketing communications. I've been married for 32 years, and I have two adopted children. My daughter is 23 years old, and my son is 20 years old. In 2013, I had a double lung transplant. I share all of this because I believe I would never have reached these milestones without having exercise being a big part of my life. Today, I would like to share with you my mantra, eat, breathe, exercise, repeat. I have always tried to eat foods with healthy nutritional choices and added calories. As cooking and baking are favorite pastimes of mine, this has been a relatively easy activity. Breathing, however, became very challenging as I got older and my disease worsened. Exercise has always been an integral part of my life. As individuals with CF, we have enough have-tos in our lives. I would like to emphasize that whatever activity I do, it is always something that I enjoy. My experience has been that my health is constantly changing. I call this the CF roller coaster. Pre-transplant, I could go months or years without a major exacerbation, enabling me to get into good physical shape. My pulmonary function tests and weight would climb up and or stabilize. I was able to exercise on a consistent basis, thereby building muscle and improving my overall health. Then the inevitable exacerbation would hit me, and I would be admitted to Stanford Hospital. During an admission, I would lose some of my strength and stamina, but not all of it during this period of detraining. I experienced a phenomenon called muscle memory. I found that the longer I went without being able to exercise, the longer it took to get my strength and stamina back, but I did get it back, and with greater ease than had I not been exercising prior to an exacerbation. While in the hospital, I would continue the best I could to do some form of exercise. Exercise I was able to do included using water bottles as light weights for strength training, resistant bands, and a stationary bike from the physical therapy department. And when possible, I would walk in and around Stanford Hospital. Even at my sickest pre-transplant, I continued to train for my transplant, doing exercises that were recommended to me by people who had been through a double lung transplant. While using oxygen, I transitioned from outdoor workouts to indoor workouts, doing my exercises either laying in bed, sitting in a chair, or lying on the floor. I tried to use light weights, but often had to resort to just moving my arms and legs and improvised my weightlifting exercises. My goal was just to keep moving. It worked, and gratefully, it made for an easier recovery post-transplant. The beauty of the word exercise is taking it apart letter by letter, as I will share with you today. For those of you who are listening to this podcast, I would like to explain the graphic that is being shown. Each letter of the word exercise represents what I found to be the benefits and rewards of exercising. E for enjoy, X for extra lung capacity, E for elevated mood, R repetition, C companionship, I increased muscle mass, S sleep, and the last but not least, E eat healthier and lowering A1C. Beginning with enjoy. For me, I feel it is important to choose an activity that I enjoy so that it will become an integral part of my daily routine. These graphics are just some of the examples of types of exercises I love, including tennis, weight training, walking with my dog, and yoga. During my recovery post-transplant, I added an item to my living list. This goal was to walk a half marathon. Training started a month after my transplant, along with my care team, which included my husband and two very close friends. I started walking from our garage to the street. Mind you, we have a very short driveway. Each week, my strength and stamina increased, and I was able to walk further and further distances. Ultimately, at 7 months post-transplant, our team completed walking the Santa Cruz Half Marathon, and last year, we did it again. I love having a goal to work towards. This helps to give purpose to my workouts. I find using items like a Fitbit or applications on a phone are useful for motivation and recording exercise accomplishments. For example, every day I try to hit my goal of 10,000 steps. X, extra lung capacity. In addition to multiple respiratory treatments per day, I found exercise was also an effective means of airway clearance. For years, I was able to maintain relatively good lung function as a result. Post-transplant, exercise continues to be beneficial to maintain extra high lung function. E for elevated mood. When you exercise, your body releases chemicals called endorphins. These endorphins trigger a positive feeling in the body. They help to bring about feelings of euphoria and general well-being. On days that I miss my workout, I definitely feel more lethargic and I miss that kickstart to my day. When time is limited, I find a brief 30-minute walk in the afternoon with my dog or a session of stretching and lightweight exercises is helpful. I find it's all about getting up and moving. R, repetition. I have found the key to any exercise routine in order to avoid an injury is repetition. I will change only one variable at a time. It is either an increase in the number of repetitions in strengthening exercises or the increase in the amount of weight I lift. When it comes to walking or hiking, I have gradually continued to walk further and further and climb steeper trails. Ultimately, strength and stamina increase without injuring myself. C for companionship. Dealing with cystic fibrosis can be very isolating, especially living with CF because so much time is spent alone during doing airway clearance. Pre-transplant, my friends would do their intense workouts before meeting with me as I had to do my respiratory therapy. Our walks were slower and often difficult for me, but I kept it up as long as I was able. Even when it was necessary to use oxygen, my family and friends encouraged me going on very, very slow walks. I used a portable oxygen mini tank in my backpack. I love walking, and now that I am able to breathe again, I love hiking with friends. Exercise partners, whether they are your favorite pet, family member, or friend, are wonderful to keep you motivated on those days when exercise seems so easy to skip. I increased muscle mass. My goal was never to become a bodybuilder, but I knew that with increased muscle mass and strength, I would feel better. I have always used relatively light dumbbells and exercise bands to create a program that results in a full body workout. As my core, arms, and legs got stronger, I also saw increased results in my pulmonary function tests. As my CF progressed and my health declined, I naturally became more conditioned from less and less exercise. I am grateful that my lifetime exercise habits made this period of time a bit less challenging. Post-transplant, the benefits of increased muscle mass still hold true. I'm learning there's no rest for the CF warrior. S for sleep. An added benefit of exercising has been improved quality of my sleep. Several of the bronchodilator medications that I took pre-transplant would increase my heart rate, making it difficult to fall asleep. Post-transplant, I am on prednisone, which is being used as an immunosuppressant and affects my sleep. Per a study by the National Sleep Foundation, just a moderate amount of aerobic exercise, for example walking, can reduce the time it takes to fall asleep and increase the length of sleep. Over the years, this has definitely proven true for me. Last but not least, E, eat healthier and lower A1C. 25 years ago, I was diagnosed with CF-related diabetes. I have been using an insulin pump and a continuous glucose monitor to manage my diabetes. One of the outcomes of keeping up with an exercise program is the lowering of my A1C, which is a blood test that measures a person's average levels of blood sugars over a 3-month period of time. Along with eating a healthy diet and exercise, both my cystic fibrosis and my diabetes have benefited tremendously from exercise. While my exercise plan has worked for me, it may not be appropriate for others. I suggest that you please check with your doctor before you begin any exercise routine. These past 58 years have been quite the roller coaster. I am so grateful to be here today to share with you my journey to well-being. Thank you.